May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's a fascinating scripture that Deacon Bracken read. And again, the Jews have putting him in trial, taken him before Pilate, because they say that Jesus claims to be a king, and Pilate asks him those questions, are you a king? And Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world or not of this realm. If my kingdom were of this realm, then my servants would be fighting, that I might not be delivered up to the Jews, but as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm or doesn't come from this realm. And then Pilate asks this question, so you are a king? And Jesus said, yes, you say correctly that I'm a king. But then he says this, for this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Now Jesus said, yes, I am a king. He's already said that he has a kingdom, but the kingdom is a different kind of kingdom. It's not of this realm. And literally, the language again, it doesn't come from this realm. And then when he says he's a king, he says, and for this purpose I was born. That's an interesting thing. When I read that again, I thought, that is so. And for this I have been born. Was Jesus not king before he was born? Has he not always been King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Yes. But Jesus said that his kingdom, he's first saying some things that's not very threatening to Pilate or shouldn't be at all. The Jews, their ace in the hole is finally, again, saying to Pilate, hey, Pilate, the guy says he's going to be a king, and if you don't do something about it, we're going to let Caesar know there's a guy here who says he's going to be king, and you won't do anything about it. Now, even though in the John passages particularly, Pilate constantly is trying to let him go. Several times says, I can't find any guilt in this man. He's not in the same place they're at, the Jews are at. But their ace in the hole is about Jesus saying he's king. And yet Jesus is telling him, look, my kingdom's not this realm. It comes from a different realm altogether. So Pilate goes, so what you're saying is that you are a king. Jesus said, well, for this I was born. And for this purpose, he says, not only for this I was born, and for this I came into the world to bear witness of the truth. 1 minute, Jesus is saying something that wasn't threatening to Pilate at all. The second thing Jesus says should have been, but Pilate didn't understand what he was saying. See, the message of Jesus, the gospel, was repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Same message that John the Baptist, the forerunner, had. It was the same message in the book of Acts. And Jesus tells the king, this Pilate, he says to Pilate, no, the king's a different realm, but he says, but I'm a king, and I was born, the incarnation happened, so that I would bring the kingdom to this earth. And I bear witness of that truth. That's how I overcome the kingdom of this world with the kingdom that I'm the king of. So in 1 minute, he's telling Pilate it's safe. The next minute, he's saying nothing's safe. Because I was born to this, to be a king, and to bear witness of the truth of the kingdom. Remember again, Edith has this memory, this verse is running out of her ears, John 3:31-32 says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth speaks of the earth, but he who is from above is above all. When Jesus speaks to Pilate, we'll talk about this a little bit again tomorrow, I think, but John 19, the second time Pilate has a conversation with him, he asks him about being the king, and Jesus doesn't answer this time, and he says, do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you? I have authority to crucify you? And Jesus answered, you would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. What was Jesus doing? He was bearing witness to the reality of the kingdom of heaven, not the situation that's going on around him. And it says in that passage again in John 31 through 34 that as Jesus bore witness of what he saw and heard about the reality of the kingdom, the above realm, the Holy Spirit without measure was released in every situation. That's how Jesus advanced the kingdom. By announcing the kingdom and then speaking the truth of the kingdom into every situation and circumstance, the Holy Spirit was released to make the kingdom real and superimposed over this fallen kingdom. That's what he did. So in one moment, Jesus is saying to this man, Pilate, this person of authority, you've got nothing to fear. And then the very next minute, he says, but I've actually come to take over. I was already king, but I was born into this realm incarnationally now to take over. So that the kingdom of that realm, where I've come from, is now going to take over this kingdom. Now the kingdoms of man, of this earth, become the kingdoms of our God and his king. Amen? That really is a Christian life. Isn't it? In every situation and circumstances, so we're now in union with Christ. And in our union with Christ, we continue. Christ continues what he's done as king. We speak the truth of the kingdom. And what the kingdom says about certain situations, he's told Pilate, he says, you don't have any authority over me. It may look like you have authority over me, but if you have any authority over me or you have any influence over me, it's because from above, that which is the real kingdom has given you authority. That's the truth. Jesus came to bear witness of the truth of what? The kingdom. And as he bore witness of the truth, what happens? Things were set free. People were set free. Environments were changed and set free. That's the way faith works. The reason he's the same yesterday and today and forever on the earth is because he's in union with you. You're still his. He has a new body. It looks like yours and mine as he lives his life out through us. We continue in union with him, bear witness of his kingdom, and we continue to see it manifest and superimposed. Amen. Never be confused and never allow the facts, because that's what Pilate told him, the facts of this kingdom in any way determine to you what the truth is and who and what's really reigning here. Who's really in control. See, I like that word control. And I love Bill Johnson's awesome teacher. I'd love to sit down and in humility talk to him because he doesn't like the word God in control because he thinks that means that God, to use the word in charge. But I like the word control. God doesn't cause everything, right? No, I believe that. It's like I said, if you're an airline pilot and the storm comes, you can cause a storm, but you can put over the loudspeakers, everything's okay, I'm in control. That's what you're saying. And so what Jesus was telling Pilate, you're not in control. There may be all kinds of evil going on here that break God's heart, but you're not in control. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.